Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India dispatches 8 metric tons of life-saving and essential medicines to Bolivia to support its public healthcare capacity. Indian and U.S. Navy's explosive ordnance disposal exercise to begin today at Southern Naval Command in Kochi. Russia proposes railway route to India to reduce dependence on strategically important maritime routes like Strait of Hormuz. Typhoon Dolphin brings heavy rain and strong winds in China's east coast, raises warning of floods and landslides. And Maharajan Arumuga Pandian clinches silver medal in men's 65 kg category at Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Tashkent. And now the news in detail. India has dispatched 8 metric tons of consignment of life-saving and essential medicines to Bolivia in support of its public health care capacity. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that India always stands ready for advancing cooperation through solidarity and shared progress. The Indian Navy, U.S. Navy Explosive Ordnance Disposal, EOD, exercise 2026 will be conducted at Southern Naval Command, Kochi, from today till the 14th of this month. The Defence Ministry said the bilateral exercise aims to enhance interoperability and strengthen professional cooperation between the specialist diving and EOD teams of the two navies. The 5-day exercise will comprise subject matter expert exchanges, cross-training, equipment demonstrations and scenario-based practical exercises. India has crossed 300 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel-based installed electricity generation capacity. The landmark achievement was reached on the 31st of last month. It represents that India has achieved more than 60% of its 500 gigawatt target set for 2030. A report.
The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said that the share of non-fossil fuel-based electricity capacity in the country's total installed electricity generation capacity has reached over 54%. It added that the growth in clean energy generation has been driven by strong contribution across sectors. In the total non-fossil fuel capacity of the country, solar energy has remained a key growth engine with around 165 gigawatts of installed capacity at present. With Anand Samar Singh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chief of the Naval Staff, Admiral Krishna Swaminathan, is on a 4-day official visit to Mauritius starting today. The Ministry of Defence informed that the visit is part of India's continued engagement to strengthen bilateral maritime cooperation and deepen defence ties with Mauritius. During the visit, he will interact with senior leadership of the government of Mauritius and hold discussions on matters of mutual interest such as maritime security, defence cooperation, capacity building and military collaboration. More than 15 delegates from the BRICS Culture Working Group and the Culture Ministers Group visited the Bhimbetka rock shelters in Raisen district of Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Representatives from South Africa, Indonesia, Russia, China and other countries joined the visit. The delegates saw the thousands-year-old rock paintings and learned about prehistoric human life. During the guided tour, they visited different rock shelters. The paintings show scenes of hunting, group activities, and wildlife. These paintings give an idea of the close relationship between humans and nature in ancient times. Bhimbetka has more than 750 rock shelters. Ancient paintings have been found in more than 100 of them. The paintings also show the art and lifestyle of different periods. Russia has proposed exploring a railway route to the Indian Ocean and India aimed at reducing dependence on strategically important maritime routes. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Marat Khusnulin said alternative routes could help address risks associated with the two strategic waterways, Strait of Hormuz and the Bosphorus Strait. According to Russia's state news agency, Mr. Khusnulin said rail routes passing through Turkmenistan, Iran and Afghanistan could be explored to provide access to India. The proposal comes amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia, which has disrupted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Typhoon Dolphin, the most powerful tropical cyclone to hit China this year, has made landfall on the country's eastern coast, bringing heavy rain and strong winds and raising warnings of floods and landslides. A report.
According to China's meteorological authorities, the storm made landfall near Yuhuan in Zhejiang province, with maximum sustained winds of 151 kilometers per hour near its center. At least 30,300 people have been evacuated, while Shanghai has cancelled around 1,500 flights. Before reaching China, Typhoon Dolphin swept through Japan's southern Okinawa prefecture, where 6 people were injured and more than 50,000 buildings lost power. Heavy rain is forecast today across several areas, including Zhejiang, Shanghai, northern Fujian, northeastern Jiangxi, Anhui, and Jiangsu. Scientists say global warming is making extreme weather more likely, including more powerful typhoons. Ashish Abraham for World News.
Iran's parliament has approved the general outlines of a strategic action plan aimed at ensuring the security and sustainable progress of the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf. Iran's local media, quoting committee spokesperson Hassan Kashkawi, reported that the plan was discussed by the parliament's National Security and Foreign Policy Committee and approved without opposition. The legislation was formally introduced in the parliament on 13th of July. Meanwhile, Iran and Oman have been negotiating for several weeks over the designation of a new route in the Strait of Hormuz for safe maritime traffic. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi said there are currently no ongoing negotiations between Iran and the United States. Iran's Supreme Leader Mujtaba Khamenei has appointed former Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC Chief Mohsen Rezai as his representative to the country's Supreme National Security Council, replacing Mohammad Bakir Zolgadar. The position was formerly held by Ali Larijani, who was assassinated in U.S.-Israeli strikes in March, and then Mohammad Bakir Zolgadar. Rezai is a former IRGC chief and a member of the Iran's Expediency Discernment Council, which resolves differences between Parliament and the Guardian Council, a separate body that vets candidates for office. Rezai was a military commander during the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s, referred to in Iran as the Sacred Defense. The U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, has said American naval forces have redirected 55 commercial vessels as part of efforts to enforce the U.S. blockade against Iran. In a social media post, CENTCOM said more than 20 U.S. warships are deployed in the Middle East to support military missions, including enforcement of the blockade. According to CENTCOM, as of 9th of August, U.S. forces have redirected 55 commercial vessels, disabled two and boarded two others to ensure compliance. The latest update follows earlier reports of similar maritime operations. CENTCOM also said more than 30 vessels carrying humanitarian aid have been allowed to pass through the blockade. In Chicago, at least 3 people have been killed and 10 others injured in multiple shootings over the weekend. According to media reports, as many as 8 shootings took place yesterday. Of those injured, 2 remain in critical condition. A 35-year-old man was also shot in the head in the early hours of Saturday. He also remains in critical condition. Indian weightlifter Maharajan Arumuga Pandian won the silver medal in the men's 65 kg category at the Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. Maharajan produced a personal best total of 285 kilograms, lifting 128 kgs in the snatch and 157 kgs in the clean and jerk. Vietnam's Hong Thach won the gold medal with a total lift of 291 kgs, finishing 6 kgs ahead of Maharajan. In the World Athletics Under-20 Championships, India's Basant Kumar Meghwal and Shahnawaz Khan became the first Indians to win medals in the high jump and long jump events in Eugene, USA. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India dispatches 8 metric tons of life-saving and essential medicines to Bolivia to support its public health care capacity. Indian and U.S. Navy's explosive ordnance disposal exercise to begin today at Southern Naval Command in Kochi. Russia proposes railway route to India to reduce dependence on strategically important maritime routes like Strait of Hormuz. Typhoon Dolphin brings heavy rain and strong winds in China's east coast. And Maharajan Arumuga Pandian clinches silver medal in men's 65 kg category at Asian Junior Weightlifting Championships. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.